Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode is brought to you by... Well, actually, I want to start doing something new. We've got the standard members feed, and that's working kind of good. But I actually want to kind of lay it out for you guys. So if you go to otrwesterns.com/donate, again, otrwesterns.com/donate, you'll redirect you to what's called Patreon. It's a fairly new site, but they're doing a lot of wonders for artists similar to myself who's creating shows or music or whatever. Mine is for podcasts. There are a couple things that I want to actually get into. The first milestone, which is $5,000 a month, and the way Patreon works, let me get into that real quick, is you donate as much as you want. Right now, it's a dollar a month is the base that I have it set for, which with me doing about 9 shows a month gives it to be about 3 cents a show. So it's not actually that much money. So a dollar a month, and you can set the max that you want to donate or as little as you want to donate every month. So the main thing with the way Patreon works is I set goals. It kind of lets you know, when we hit these milestones, this is what's going to happen. It makes it accountable for me. It makes it accountable for you guys. So let me just run through what the different milestones are. If we hit $5,000 a month, I'm bringing in roughly $5,000. Patreon's a little weird, but roughly $5,000 a month. I will remove all intros, except for the one about Patreon, but I may just throw that at the end if it's possible. So we'll remove all ads. So in the beginning, it won't fluctuate from Dollar Shave Tree to Amazon to whatever. We will remove all that, which is a lot what the members get. The members don't get this intro. They won't even hear this, members. If we hit $10,000 a month, the shadow. I will actually be releasing the shadow. So I end up doing a 10th show on a weekly basis. And it would be mainly for those who are Patreons. But my eventual goal is that we'll have it out there for everybody. The Green Hornet is at $15,000 a month. Now you're thinking, wow, oh my God, $15,000. The server is expensive, and this costs me money. I'm not making money on this. Currently, it's actually extremely hard for me to some months pay for it. I mean, you guys do help, and the one-time donations help, you know, pay for a better server and stuff, but that costs monthly, and that's the big thing. And I don't want to be bugging you guys about money. To me, that's not what it's about. I give these shows out for free, because I'm not a big stickler on it. But in the same sense, it doesn't pay the bills. And I can't make money on it. And if I can't make money and not have to worry about things like paying for the server or paying for the website or trying to do more better stuff, I can't continue doing it. It's really hard. I can't take the radio shows to the store and pay for, you know, food or gas or anything like that. So just trying to be straight up honest with you guys. At $25,000, I will be doing a YouTube series where I will be a show. I haven't decided which one. I kind of got an idea, but I'll be animating a show. I'm going to take the old time radio work that we have now with either the Lone Ranger or Challenge of the Yukon or who knows, getting it animated to fit the style and genre, but in animated form, and putting it out there for on YouTube. And who knows, maybe DVD, and it would be great to see it, you know, maybe even make it primetime or something. So that's what's going to happen at $25,000 a month. It sounds crazy, but that's only, you know, a couple hundred bucks, you know. It's only what, if we had, you know, 5,000, 25,000 people donating, you can see how that's like, you know, a dollar a month from 25,000 people. I have 50,000 uniques right now. There's about 1,500 of you guys who listen on a regular basis. So, you know, if we grow and we get bigger, that's what this is for. At $50,000 a month, now you're saying, oh my God, that's a lot. It's not actually that much money, but this is the way Patreon works. I'll be creating an app. So actually, I know I've been promising this before, but it costs so much money to run the application. I've looked into it and it's hard. I can't do it, even with a little bit that I get from you guys. Those of you who have, you know, donated in the past, you know, originally I thought, hey, it's only cost me $100. I mean, it's not going to happen. It takes a lot of money to run these apps on a regular basis. So what I'd end up doing is I'd end up getting an iPhone created. Whether I have to go to a company and have them do it for me, that's what I would end up using that money for. It won't cost anybody anything, and I won't have advertisements inside the ads or inside the app. So it will be free for everyone. And my biggest thing is getting it free. So my big thing on this is, how much do you think each show is worth? And that's what you have to look at. Figure on 36 episodes a month. How much do you think it's worth? In the end, that's what it boils down to. You know, if you do 36 shows and you only think they're worth a nickel each, it's $1.80 a month. That is not a lot of money. You know, you figure if you buy them for 99 cents on iTunes, you know, if you were to buy each one like a song or treat it as a song, you know, yeah, you could spend $35 a month. But even at $5, that's only 14 cents. So how much do you think each show is worth? Right now, I have the bare minimum set to 3 cents a show. So, yeah, take a look, otrwesterns.com/donate. Anybody who donates will also get the membership feed. I'll set them all up personally and stuff. Plus, you know, at different milestones, I'm going to give you guys special episodes. So you actually might start getting the shadow if you're donating, you know, so much per month. I haven't decided that yet, but I want you guys to take a look. Send me feedback, otrwesterns.com. Podcast at otrwesterns.com. Let me know what you guys think. I'm sorry for the long intro of this week's show, but I do want you guys to give me your feedback. I don't get a lot of feedback from people. I get a lot of likes on Facebook, but it's not growing the community. And I don't know, you know, I've been doing it for 4 years and we're just not growing. We're kind of just holding steady. It may be because, you know, it's the Lone Ranger and it's, you know, other shows like that, that, you know, people aren't into Westerns like they used to be, and kind of disheartening. So, you know, I don't want to just drop them and switch to something that's going to get more people. I love the Westerns, and, you know, I look forward to listening to them every week. So let's get into today's episode. Again, sorry for this long intro. Let's get into today's episode. Today's episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Original air date is July 26, 1955, and the title is Hard Luck Hogan. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Hard Luck Hogan. Now and then in the annals of the Old West, we read of a man whose bad luck was a byword in town, ranch, and mining camp. Such a man was Hard Luck Hogan, whose misfortunes were so bad and so frequent that the superstitious crossed the street when they saw him coming. But the Cisco Kid was the friend of Hard Luck Hogan. As our story opens, it's noon at the cafe in the roaring town of Rawhide. Cisco and his constant companion, Pancho, are sitting at a table next to the thin partition wall. On the other side of the partition, two men listen.
You had enough to eat, Pancho?
Well, almost enough to eat, Cisco. Just as soon as Pancho eats the rest of this cornbread.
I want to get back to our camp and take a swim in the river, amigo. And do not forget, today is the day you also go into the river.
But Cisco, Pancho not like the water.
It's long past time that you learn to swim.
Pancho not have to go in the water. Pancho like to learn to swim, Cisco.
Well, unfortunately, you have to go in the water.
Sometimes, Cisco, it's not good to learn how to swim.
Now, do not try to get out of it.
Hard Luck Hogan know how to swim, and he almost drowned it.
That was because he dove into a shallow pool and struck his head on a rock.
Good thing for Hard Luck Hogan, Cisco come along just then and pull him out.
I'm glad we arrived just when we did, amigo. But to get back to our story...
Yeah, Hard Luck Hogan, Cisco. We come here to attend.
Si, si. What is this, Señor Hogan?
What is this, Hard Luck?
Howdy, Pancho. Cisco, that sure was mighty white of you to land me that job on the railroad with the express company.
Job? On the railroad?
Well, didn't he tell you?
Oh, it was very little I did, senor. You said you needed work, so I happened to meet the express company boss. Well,
just happened to, huh? Yeah, I know. You rode about 50 miles just to tell him about me. And say, Cisco, my first run on that express company car starts today in about half an hour.
I'm glad to learn they are putting you to work at once, Señor Hogan.
Yep, so am I. And I understand we're carrying a lot of gold.
Shh, quieto.
Be careful what you say, Señor Hogan. Yeah, this is a tough crowd in this cafe. Many in that crowd may be bandidos.
Yeah, I reckon you're right. That's a bad habit of mine, talking too loud. Anyway, Cisco, many thanks to you, and someday I'll try to return the favor.
Do not give that a second thought, Señor Hogan. Good luck to you from now on.
Yeah, yeah.
Good luck, hard luck. Thanks. So long.
So that's why we ride clear over there to Santa Fe, Cisco, huh?
Señor Hogan is a good man. He deserves what help anyone can give him. Here, come on, Pancho. Let us pay our bill and get back to camp.
Jesus, but Pancho didn't want to go in that old water.
Yeah, it's a good thing we happen to be sitting here, Muddy.
Yeah. You heard what Hogan said, didn't you, Carl?
About the gold in that express car? I sure did.
Well, it's mighty nice of him to tip us off like that. Let's go round up the boys.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do that, Muddy. And when the train gets to the top of Sixth Gun Pass, we'll be waiting.
All you boys got your mask, will you? And you better put them on right now. Train's just starting up the grade. It'll be here before we know it. Oh! Now, after we make this haul, we split up. In 3 days, we all meet at the hideout.
Hey, Jim. Jim, take care of these horses. Get them back out of sight.
Muddy, who do you want to get into the cab of the locomotive?
Greg and Tommy. It's all arranged, Carl. Joe, you and Eddie, get over across that track. Warm weather like this, they'll have one door of that express car open. Get them covered before they can close the door. Me and Carl will do the same if it's on this side.
Yeah, we will.
Well, I reckon that takes care of everything, Muddy.
Yeah, I reckon it does. Get down, Carl, so they won't spot you from that cab.
Look, they got that express car right behind the engine.
Yeah, the door's open. As soon as Greg and Tommy stop the engine, we'll rush the express car. Come on, Carl, it's stopping now.
I'm with you.
Hey, Hogan! Don't close that door, we'll gun you down.
Oh, no, you don't. You don't come into this car, Mr. Bandit.
I am. Ian, gun whip him down.
That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, more hard luck for Hogan, Muddy. Did you ever see such an hombre to have things go wrong for him?
Never mind that. Get going. Open up that safe, Carl.
How do you suppose I'm going to open it? I don't know the combination.
Hey, what's in them tin containers?
Well, I'll see. It's gold, Muddy. Gold coins, mint.
All right. Say, look at that. Probably so much gold they couldn't put it all in the safe. Here, give you a couple of them containers.
Here.
Take a couple, Carl.
Yeah.
Joe, Eddie, grab a couple of these. Well, come on, well, mighty nice haul, I'd call it, even without what's in the safe. Yeah. Now, come on, let's get out of here.
Well, we got to have some supplies, grub and such, but we better not go back to town.
That Cisco kid's camp ain't far from here, Carl. They'll have grub, and that's where we're going to get it. Come on.
Look, Pancho, now watch me.
Okay.
Now, this is the way you swim.
Pancho, I can swim, Cisco.
But you could swim, amigo, if you would only try.
Yeah, Pancho, try.
No, Pancho. Do not thrash the water that way.
Pancho, get drowned in it.
No. The water is not over 3 feet deep.
Pancho, get drowned in it. Pancho, get drowned in it.
Oh, Santos, here. Stand up on your feet, Chico. Here, I'll help you up. Come on. There.
Pancho. I have enough water, Cisco. I have too much water.
Very well, amigo. That will do for this lesson.
I hope it do for all lessons.
Perhaps someday we will try it again.
Huh?
But I like to swim even if you do not. So I will take a swim across the stream and back.
You're not mad at Pancho, Cisco?
No. Of course I'm not angry with you. What is the matter with Diablo?
Pancho, way to the shore and take a look. Pancho, not see nothing, Cisco. Maybe a chipmunk scared Diablo.
Perhaps.
It may be the little chipmunk, but No, no, Cisco, no. Come quick, Cisco. Five of these two hombres run out of our camp. Cisco.
Hey, Pancho. Getting there as fast as I can.
Look, Cisco. There go the hombres. They ride away as fast as they can ride.
Let us get to camp, Pancho. Did you get a good look at them, Chico?
Not good, Cisco. They keep by the side after Diablo called for us. Where they come to our camp for, Cisco?
I do not know. Probably to steal. Let us see.
They not take our horses.
Just as well for them. They did not try. Diablo does not like hombres. He does not know.
Loco not patient either.
Well, for one thing, Pancho, our guns and gun belts are gone.
They're not good.
All our food is also gone.
That worse.
Two bandidos in the tracks of their horses go this way. Get dressed, Pancho. We are going to go after those two hombres.
I tell you, you got the wrong man, Sheriff. I didn't have nothing at all to do with that there train holder.
We'll talk that over when we get to the jail, Hogan.
But I tell you, I didn't.
All I know is the conductor called me into this case soon as he had the train back down into the depot again. And all clues, Hogan, points to you.
Well, how do they? That's what I want to know. How do they?
You had both side doors of that express car wide open, didn't you?
Well, sure I did. It was mighty hot in that car.
The rules of this railroad specify that only one side door of that car can be opened at a time when there's cargo aboard.
Well, nobody told me that. I just started work a few hours ago.
Well, you know it now. Whoa.
Ooh, ooh.
Get down off of that horse.
What other clues you got, Sheriff?
A couple of the boys who was in the cafe this noon said you come in and got into conversation with that Cisco kid.
What's wrong with that?
Well, the first thing is that I suspect Cisco of being an outlaw and a bad
one. No, he ain't.
And the second thing is that the boys heard you tell Cisco there was to be gold aboard that express car.
I shouldn't have done that. Not so anybody could hear me, but if you mean I'd done it to tip Cisco off...
That's just what I mean.
Oh, you're plumb wrong, Sheriff.
I don't figure I am. And as soon as I get you lodged in a cell, Hogan, I'm gonna get me up a posse and go out after that Cisco kid.
Oh, what's the use? More bad luck, always bad luck.
Get going into that jail!
Pants not right to go after bandidos with no guns, Cisco.
I would feel better about it if we did have our guns. But since we do not have them, we will keep going after those bandidos just the same.
We gain on them, no?
I do not think so. Not as yet, Pancho.
Not as yet.
They're riding quite fast.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they mean to skirt the town and then head for the hills.
Pancho still like to know why they come to our camp to rob us.
That is what we will find out when we catch up to them, amigo. Up, Diablo, come on.
Hello, come on now, come on, go.
That is strange.
What's strange, Cisco?
The train is over there at the depot, Pancho.
That's not all right.
Except that some time ago I heard the train whistle as it went up grade toward the pass, which meant it left the depot.
Maybe that's not the same train.
Must be the same train, Chico. It's the only train through here.
Pancho, I know. There's something else we got to find out.
Yeah, hop, Diablo.
Go, go now, go. Hey, look, Cisco. They're two riders. We hit it, was.
I see them, Pancho. They're riding for the hills for all they're worth.
Those are the bandidos?
I would say so. At least we will take the chance that they are and give our horses free rein.
Wait, Cisco. Here come riders this way. Many riders.
Gee, and every one of them armed. And there's the sheriff riding at their head. Let us wait and see what this means. Hold up.
Hold up. This sheriff scowls, Cisco. He not look at us as if he like us, huh?
For a fact, he does not.
What is this here, Sheriff?
All right, spread out around them, boys. All right, now, Cisco, you and your partner, get your hands up.
Just what is the meaning of this, Señor Sheriff?
Never mind. Do as I say. Get them hands up. You're coming with me to jail.
I have the right to ask why we are being arrested.
For holding up and robbing the express company car on the eastbound train.
So that is why the train is now in the depot. We had nothing to do with that, Señor Sheriff.
This the first we know about it.
Of course, you had nothing to do with it. Nobody never has nothing to do with these there robbers. Get them hands up!
We go with them, Cisco?
No, Pancho, we will not. I repeat, Sheriff, Pancho and I had nothing to do with any robbery. So now, if you will excuse us, up, Diablo! Yeah! Break into this thing of hombres!
Go, 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 go!
We through now, Cisco!
See? We are not out of trouble, Pancho. They're about to open fire on us. Look out, Pancho!
Pancho hit, Cisco! Pancho hit!
And so Pancho is struck by a posse man's bullet. But how badly he is wounded remains to be seen. In just a moment, we'll return to The Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Hard Luck Hogan. On Hard Luck Hogan's first run as express car messenger after Cisco got him the job, the train was held up and the gold shipment taken from under Hard Luck's very nose. The sheriff threw Hard Luck into jail, got a posse, and went after Cisco and Pancho, who by this time were tracking down the bandits. Our friends broke through the ring of posse men and were getting away when a bullet struck Pancho. No.
Can you keep riding a little longer, Chico? We've nearly gotten away from that posse.
Pancho, things are so good. Pancho, feel a little dizzy.
Then I'll let you over here with me on Diablo. Come on, Diablo. This way. That way, that is good. All right, now let it go your reins, Pancho. We'll lift you over. Come on.
So, would Pancho not want to leave Logo behind, Chico?
He is following. He'll come along faster, though, if you call him.
Logo! Logo! Come, Logo! Come with Pancho! Pancho, see spots in front of Pancho's eyes, Cisco.
Then we'll stop right here, amigo, and take no chances with that wound of yours.
But the sheriff's body catch up with us then, Cisco.
Let them. We will take the most important matters first, and your wound is first importance. Hold up, who? Easy. All right now, amigo. Here. Hop you down. Steady now. Come on. Easy. Come on.
Spots in front of eyes. Spots.
All right, here. Sit down right here, Chico. Put your back against the tweezer. There. Now, have a look at this wound of yours.
Need the posse, Cisco.
Let them come, let them come.
All right, now we got you. You get your hands up.
Hands up, nothing. Can you not see, Sheriff, that I am attending to mi compañero's wound?
Keep well surrounded, boys. This time they ain't going to get away.
Yeah. You have a canteen there, Sheriff. Let me take it. The water in mine is all gone.
Well, all right. Here.
Gracias.
Where's your guns?
A couple of bandidos stole them. Perhaps the same bandidos who robbed that express car.
See, we followed the bandidos.
Now I reckon we got the bandidos right here.
Yeah. Do not know what you talk about. Say you should just go and punch
them. Do not argue with them, amigo. It will do no good. That wound is not as bad as I feared, Pancho. It's only a flesh wound.
Yeah, that won't bother you none. All right, Cisco, cross your wrists. This time I'm tying you and taking you into jail.
Sheriff, you make the mistake. Bandidos up there in the hills, no?
Have no fear, Pancho. You will not be in that jail for long. You may depend on that.
Yeah, there. Ain't nobody gonna find that gold. Especially after we move this big rock back over the spot where we buried it.
I'll give you a hand, Carl.
Let's move that rock now. All right, now come on. Come on. There she is, Muddy.
Yeah, that'll be safe enough. Glad we kept out enough of them gold coins to spend.
But sure we did. Why not? We ain't going to stay cooped up in this hideout forever.
We better take a look down that trail, just to be sure that Cisco Kid ain't after us.
Nah, he ain't. He lost that trail some time ago.
We'll take no chances with that hombre. He's a slick one.
Oh, there's not a sign of anyone back along the trail, Muddy.
Nope.
You know, I always figured that Cisco Kid wasn't as big a frog as he's been cracked up to be. Even a small puddle.
Well, I ain't so sure. Anyway, we put one over on him.
We sure did. Hey, pretty good guns we got here, too, Muddy.
You bet they are. We better not take him to town with us.
To town?
Well, sure, why not? Boy, he won't be up here for 3 days. And I ain't hankering to hang around here all that time doing nothing.
Well, I reckon we have got a celebration coming to us.
You bet we have.
But, maybe we'd better wait another day, buddy.
Now who's being cautious? We ought to look at it this way, Carl. If we don't show up in town right soon, somebody might think we had a hand in that robbery.
Yeah, but...
And if we do show up, nobody will think a thing about it, most likely.
Well, you've made a good point there, Muddy. I ain't hankering to hang around here for 3 days neither. But come on, let's saddle up and go to town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, look, Cisco, you might just as well own up now as later. It'll save all of us a lot of time.
Senor Sheriff, we are not going to own up to something we have not done.
They'll be telling the lie, and Cisco not tell the lie, no.
I hope you don't think I believe that story about you two being in swimming when the robbery took place.
Pancho not in swimming. Yeah,
there. You see, Cisco?
Pancho means he cannot swim.
Yeah, that's what Pancho means.
Nope. You crossed yourself up then. No question to what you two are guilty of. Come on with me.
Where are we going now, Sheriff?
Out into the cell block. We'll see what you and Hard Luck Hogan say when we get you together.
Well, so the sheriff has you under arrest too, Señor Hogan.
Yeah, blast it all. He couldn't be any wronger either.
What I want to know now is this. I heard since we got back to town that you got Hogan his job on that express company car, Cisco. Is that right?
I may have told the company officials that Señor Hogan would make a good employee.
Yes, Cisco gave him the job, Sheriff.
He sure did, and I'll always be mighty obliged to him. Even if nothing but more hard luck come to me out of the job.
Well, then it don't take much guessing to figure out why Cisco got you that job.
Why?
So the three of you can team up to rob that car. Now, come on. What'd you do with that gold?
Sheriff, you are talking nonsense. Just plain nonsense.
Well, we'll find out how much nonsense I'm talking. Into this cell you go just as soon as I can get the door open. All right, in with you now. Quick!
Well, this is a pleasant little room, Pancho.
You got a window and everything, Cisco.
Let us take a look out the window.
Uh-huh.
I can imagine the view from here is wonderful. See. It looks back towards the mountain and... Pancho, come here.
See, Cisco.
I'll stay in there and think it over for a while. Call me when you're ready to own up.
Those two hombres who are riding the trail into town there, they are the ones we were following, are they not, Pancho?
Pancho, take a look. Yeah, those are two hombres, Cisco. I'm Pancho sure of that.
What are you two talking about over there, Cisco?
We will tell you presently, Señor Hogan. Señor Sheriff!
Well?
Will you come here, please?
What'd you do, Cisco?
I must get away to go after those hombres. Señor Sheriff!
Yes, I'll be there in a minute.
Pancho, go with you, Cisco.
No, Chico. You must do nothing to start that wound up
but
again.
But Pancho doesn't want to shake.
Chico, act as if you're feeling faint.
Well, what is it?
Pancho, I feel good again.
Will you bring us a pail of water, Señor Sheriff? This wound is troubling me, compañero, again.
Yeah, there's a pail of water right over there on the bench. I'll get it.
Pancho, need the water quick.
Here you are. Here's your water. Reckon I'll draw this gun just in case.
And I will take that gun right now.
Hey, look out. Stop.
Now, suppose you get your hands up, Sheriff.
That's the stuff, Cisco. How do you like that, Sheriff?
Bueno, Cisco.
Pancho, tie the sheriff just to keep him in here for company. While I go have a little talk with those two banditos.
Well, we're most of town now, Carl. Ain't seen hiding her hair, that Cisco kid.
I don't reckon we will either.
My guess is that Cisco lost the trail and just quit.
Yeah, wouldn't wonder.
Maybe him and his partner just pulled up stakes and left.
Rode on over the mountains, huh?
Yeah.
You may be right about that, Carl. Anyway, I'm sure glad we didn't stay out there in that hideout. Hey, wait a minute. Who's this rider?
Huh? I don't know. Hey, by thunder, I do know. It's Cisco!
Whoa! Well, sure as you're born, it is.
Draw your gun, Muddy. We'll stay right here and fight it out with him.
Oh, no, not me. I ain't fighting with that Cisco kid. I'm heading back. Get up there. Come on.
Well, I sure ain't fighting him alone. Get up. Here, come on. Get up.
Is he after us?
Yeah, he sure is. And he's got a mighty fast horse there, too. Come on. Get up. Oh, it's no use. He's overhauling us fast.
Get over his face. Well, rein in your horses.
Rein in nothing. Fire on him, Carl.
That's just what I'm going to do. Oh, confound it. He shot the gun right out of my hand.
Up, give it. Now, Omri, come on, down off that horse. Down you go. Now you.
Hey, look out. Let go.
Down off that horse. Now, we'll fight it out here on the ground with our fists.
Yeah, we sure will. Come on, Muddy.
Hey, I'm with you. Let them eat up. The two banditos. Very glad indeed. Now for you, Omri. Now, get up on your feet, you!
Easy, Cisco. I got enough.
We are going to fight some more, bandito.
No.
Unless you tell me why you robbed my camp.
Yeah. Easy, though, easy. I'll tell you.
And why you robbed that express car?
Well, because we was broken.
Shut up, you fool!
Gracias for that information, hombre. It was merely a guess on my part, but now I am sure. So now we will take a ride back to the jail and let the sheriff and the law deal with you two and set Pancho and Señor Hogan free. Si, Pancho.
It's good to have our guns back again.
Oh, very good indeed, amigo. It's also good to know that Senor Hogan still has his job with the express company.
But from now on, the express company put out another man to work with Senor Hard Luck.
Well, that is a good idea.
The company get all its goods back, Cisco?
Nearly all of it, amigo. Including the $2,000 those two bandidos had buried under the big rock.
$2,000, Cisco?
Si, Pancho, $2,000.
But Pancho can't let go, Cisco. Pancho thinking it's only 1,000.
No, no. It was 2,000, Chico.
2,000?
Si. And there is a perfect example of why you should have gone to school more than you did. So that you could count correctly.
But, Cisco...
Well?
Pancho's teacher not could count correctly.
Your teacher could not?
The teacher give us two different answers. And then Pancho leave school.
Well, what different answers did your teacher give you, amigo?
One day the teacher say... 2 and 2 make 4.
See?
And then the next day, the teacher say, 3 and 1 make 4.
So?
Right then and there, Pancho leave the school.
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, she's gone. Oh.
Up the elbow.
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Be sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.
Back. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of OTRWesterns.com. Send me an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And we're also on Twitter, OTRWesterns.com/Twitter. Call, leave me a voicemail, 707-986-8739. Don't forget to rate this show on iTunes, OTRWesterns.com/iTunes. This episode's copyright under the attribution non-commercial share alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Hope you enjoy. Again, thanks for listening and have a great day.